Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. This week I want to talk about my favorite meditation, which I believe is the most powerful meditation in the universe, yet perhaps the most easy to learn. Before we begin, though, I want to talk about your mind and how to understand it better so that you can, when you meditate, go to that very deep, peaceful place each and every time you meditate. Our mind is made up of wave patterns. When we think, it causes wave patterns to occur in our brain. There are four main types of them. The one that we're in right now when we're thinking and actively using our mind is called the beta wave. When we're heading off to sleep and our mind begins to quiet and be still, that's the alpha pattern or alpha wave. When we're in a deep sleep and our mind is very still, very quiet, that's called the theta wave. And when we're in the deepest sleep, when our mind is basically very still and there's really no activity or very little activity, that's called the delta stage. The goal of meditation is to get you to the theta delta stage, which is difficult but possible. And the meditation technique I'm going to teach you today, I have found over the years to be the most effective way to get to the deeper levels of meditation and quieting of your mind. Most people who are new to meditation and are trying a variety of ways to meditate, as there are numerous ways, will most likely go between the beta and alpha state, which will be very relaxing and a wonderful experience. But with all things in life, the more you practice, the better you're going to get at quieting the mind. You'll go to deeper and deeper levels of meditation. And I'm sure, like me, many of you are very interested and exploring the deepest aspects of quieting the mind and meditation. So to help you on this journey of quieting the mind, I'd like to teach you my favorite and what I feel is the most effective and helpful way to quiet the mind. It can also be the most challenging because though it's very simplistic, it's not easy to do. It's something easy to learn, but difficult to do. So let me explain what I mean by this form of meditation. I call it the breath meditation. And as I said, it's a very simple technique. You know, there's many different forms of meditation. But in this form of meditation, what I like for people to do is just follow your breath. That's right. Just follow your breath. No mantra, no prayer word, no thoughts, no focusing on anything but your breath. So how it works is that you sit in a quiet place, a comfortable place, usually sitting up so you don't fall asleep, and you can have your feet on the floor or have your legs crossed, and just allow yourself to get comfortable. And as you're sitting there, just watch your breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And all you do, you can breathe through your mouth or through your nose. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you just follow your breath. You pay attention to one thing and only one thing, your breath. When you hear a distraction, you go back to your breath. When extraneous thoughts arise or unwanted or uncomfortable feelings come to the surface, you don't try to suppress them. You don't try to push them away, or you don't try to go with them. What you do is you just witness them, acknowledge them, and then get back to your breath. Focus on your breath, nothing but your breath. And again, because it will happen, when something comes along, a thought, a feeling, a noise, and distracts you, just go back to your breath. And at first, you may find this challenging, but as you do this, with time, you will get better and better at it. And what you'll find is, in that silence, where there is no thoughts, no attention to anything but your breath, your mind will get very, very still, very quiet. And as your mind quiets, as you become more still inside, your brain patterns will go to those deeper levels, the theta and delta stages. And what you'll find will arise is truly a deep peace which you may only experience when you're in the deepest stages of sleep throughout the night and only stay there for a few minutes because it's so difficult for the mind to be still. But with meditation, you can go there quickly, regularly, and predictably, thus giving your mind a break, giving your mind time off from all the frenetic pacing that it goes through throughout the day. And as you do that, what will go away will be the stress, and what will come will be the peace and the tranquility and really the happiness that comes with regular meditation. So I encourage you to try what I call the breath meditation. I think you'll find it a wonderful experience. And next week when you tune in, I'll be giving a guided meditation with the breath meditation so that you can really practice this and learn how to still the mind and experience what I consider the most powerful meditation in the universe. May you have a peaceful, relaxing week, free from stress, and lots of times to sit and meditate. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.